The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Thrive Market is our favorite new online store. They sell all the top organic and healthy products at 25 to 50% off, shipped straight to your door. And if you're like me and you don't like to leave the house, this is amazing.
Thrive Market has all the top premium, healthy, and organic products that we usually get from a grocery store. But unlike your typical organic and non-GMO products, Thrive Market sells the same organic and non-GMO premium products at wholesale prices. 70% off Thrive Market products cannot be found on Amazon or in most stores.
Ooh, and now you can get $60 of free organic groceries plus free shipping and 30-day trial membership. Go to thrivemarket.com/Spidey. S-P-E-I-D-I.
So how do they do that?
Well, it's easy. Thrive Market cuts out all the middlemen and works directly with the brands, and then they pass all the savings on to their members.
Really?
Yeah.
Like us.
And even better, for everyone who signs up, Thrive Market donates a membership to a low-income family, veteran, or teacher, so together, we are all making healthy living affordable for everyone. That's a company I'm honored to support.
Me too. I love that. And Thrive Market also makes it super easy to shop. Not only is it all online and shipped straight to your door, but every single product on their site is tagged by over 90 different values. So in one click, you can sort the entire catalog by categories like non-GMO, organic, vegan, gluten-free, paleo, sustainably farmed, etc.
Thrive Market has a curated catalog, meaning you can trust Thrive Market's options will be sourced from the best of the best ingredients at the most affordable prices. They do all the homework for you. And yep. I hate homework.
So does
and who doesn't hate homework?
So does Gunner.
And Gunner's awake because we were talking about Thrive Market and he loves all his organic non-GMO bananas and avocados that Heidi mushes up and puts on a spoon. For him. Mm-mm-mm. Thanks, Thrive Market, for waking up our baby with excitement. Get $60 of free organic groceries plus free shipping and a 30-day trial membership. Go to thrivemarket.com/Spidey. Keep in mind that Thrive Market's prices are already 25 to 50% below retail because they cut out the middlemen. And now they're offering $60 of free organic groceries and free shipping. Go to thrivemarket.com/Spidey. We're here on Make Spidey Famous bonus hour, Make Spencer Famous First, while Heidi breastfeeds section of the segment. Let's catch up on some celebrity news. You know, I'm not sure how fresh this is by the time you're listening, but it will always be exciting. Well, I'm sorry if you tuned in to hear about Celebrity Big Brother. It's pretty darn hard for me to watch this show. It's just... I don't want to hate on it because if there was ever going to be a season two, I was trying to get cast on it. So I'm going to bite my tongue. But let's just say they cast Omarosa to talk about White House dirt, and this girl, lady, is out here talking about, oh, on the Air Force One, I was, you know, you pay $28, they make you pay, no, there's no free rent. What? We don't want to hear about what you eat on Air Force One. We want to hear some dirt on Mr. President Trump. We want to hear about him eating Big Macs in his underwear on Air Force One, okay? They didn't cast you talk about how fun it is to drive around in motorcades. Obviously, that's dope to go through red lights and have Secret Service with sirens. We want to hear some suspect content about the president, okay? I'm sorry. If you want more Big Brother, you're going to have to go somewhere else. It's just not hooking me. I think it's because I'm just angry that I'm not in there just tearing that house apart, that it's hard to watch because I'm like, oh, look how much everyone gets along. That's so nice. But on a more positive, different note, Selena Gomez and Justin are together in Jamaica for Justin's dad's wedding, and they're kissing. There's all sorts of great photos. They're in cute little beach outfits. So if you're a Jelena team member like me, you should be very excited. Also, we found out Jennifer Aniston was never legally married to Justin Theroux, whatever his name is. So I'm less upset that I wasn't invited to that big, huge, glamorous Beverly Hills wedding, because it really wasn't a wedding. It was a show. They put on a show, and I fell for it. I was like, oh, she got married. But you know what it is? I bet you can't get married when you're that rich and you're marrying somebody that is not that rich. I bet it's way easier legally to just be like, let's just have a wedding, but we're not really married. So that was interesting in the news. I'm furious at my former... You know, I'm not going to say I was a stan for Kylie. I was happy for Kylie Jenner because she was never supposed to be as famous as she is, because she was so boring on Keeping Up with the Kardashians for all these years. So, but this girl goes and throws a tweet at my favorite platform, Snapchat, and says, oh, like, I hate the new Snap. Like, I don't even open Snaps anymore. It's like, no, you don't open Snaps anymore because you put all your content on YouTube because you wanted money, because you're all about that money, which I can't hate. But just be honest. Say, I didn't Snap for the last 9 months because I was filming everything for my YouTube channel. But instead, you pretend like you just stopped snapping because of the update. And first off, if you knew what you're talking about, that update probably gave you an extra like 500,000 viewers because now you're on the Discover page. But no, you see your app mentions everyone like, Kylie, I hate the new Snapchat update. And you're like, oh, let me be relatable, cool, and freaking talk smack about it. Sorry, I'm being distracted by the cutest baby ever looking at me. So yeah, the stock went down. I think it's a coincidence, but went down like 7% after her tweet. But 10 minutes later, she adds a tweet. I still love Snap. It's always my blah, blah, blah. If I was Evan Spiegel, the CEO of Snapchat, I would delete her account today. Bye-bye, Kylie. You can go paint your lip kits on your arm on IG stories or your YouTube channel. I'm furious. Don't come for an app that, in my opinion, made you even famous, because it wasn't Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It was your Snapchat, you snapping all your Mercedes and your lip kits or whatever. So yeah, don't come for Snap unless you want Proud Daddy coming for you. Okay? Note that. Oh, I had a little feud on Twitter this week with Farrah Abraham. She came for me, said hashtag father failure, hashtag, I mean, just crazy talk. And, you know, she then apologized when I don't think she saw. So I co-hosted the MTV Teen Mom After Show. And on it, I didn't see the cut, but on it, I definitely defended her for the way she was screaming at some producer. And I was saying, you know, we don't know what led up to that. That was off camera, blah, blah, blah. And maybe didn't make the cut. I think she's mad because I think what did make the cut is, since she's fired, I said, well, I want to take her spot on Teen Mom. And I think that made her furious. So she tweeted all this stuff at me. And I was like, girl, what are you talking about? I was actually defending you. Take a breath. So then she hit me back with some tweet like, I just blah, blah, blah. I don't know what it said, but it was, all due respect, stupid. And then I guess some other guy said some homophobic stuff from the Teen Mom, so he got fired. So that's two Teen Mom cast members that have been fired. So I obviously reached out to MTV and said, hey, I'm not a Teen Mom, but I can, you know, argue and fight with these Teen Moms on the show. So let me get that spot. Make Spencer famous.
They're not teens anymore either.
As Heidi just said from breastfeeding, they're not teens anymore either. Yeah, so I could easily be on Teen Mom OG. I'm the OG. Jennifer Lawrence tried to make some press for her new movie Sparrow by doing some Facebook post about blah, blah, blah. Everyone's talking about my dress. I should have worn a jacket. It's like, no one cares. No one's talking about you, J-Law. Get lost. Yeah, literally wrote like a paragraph about people talking about her dress. Like, come on.
The queen's pregnant.
Kate, the duchess, is pregnant. It looks pregnant. Or I don't want to judge. I think she said she's pregnant. I don't know. But my conspiracy is she got pregnant just because Meghan Markle was upstaging the whole royal family. And for all we know, Meghan Markle's pregnant. And that's why this wedding's getting rushed or whatever. But on a different note, I also have a conspiracy that since I always do my version of the royal voices on Snapchat, it hit me that we got hit with a tax bill from England right after I felt like my snaps were getting the most views of the royals. And I was like, oh my God, do they not like my royal imitation? And that's why they hit us with the tax bill. Super big conspiracy going on. Little Siesta Key recap, since obviously we had Kelsey on and now all of you watch Siesta Key. Bradison are over after Brandon cheated on Madison after his little rap show at the Key. She said she cannot be with him after he stormed the island on a jet ski uninvited. So that's the Siesta Key scoop. Also, Madison's older sister kissed Canvas, who is Madison's pretty much nemesis on the show, and it looked like a very sexual kiss. It looks like they could have gone home together after that kiss. They were even holding hands as they walked off the dock. And I got a DM from Chloe, one of the cast members, and said that kiss and that relationship is the realest thing on the show. So, woo, if you thought that was kiss made for TV, you're wrong.
And we're waiting to double date with Juliet and Alex.
Yes, Spidey is going to go on a double date with Juliet and Alex from Siesta Key. We're actually invited to go to Costa Rica with them on the jet that Alex had, but the baby's not...
Jet.
I didn't know it was a jet till I saw them on the jet. I was like, Heidi's now saying we should have gone. Oh my gosh. How did I forget this breaking news? Blac Chyna, if you don't know who she is, that is Rob Kardashian's baby mama, who tried to trademark the name Kardashian. Didn't work out so well. Her sex tape was leaked. We don't know by who, because the guy in the sex tape says that the footage was on Blac Chyna's phone. So did Rob hack it? Who knows? I don't know. But or did Blac Chyna, trying to promote her new baby stroller line, want to get a little press to go along with those baby strollers? I don't know. I definitely was like, now I need to buy one of Blac Chyna's baby strollers after that tape drop. So it work, Blac Chyna.
I've had a really hard time sleeping ever since we have Gunner, and the moments that I do get to sleep are really important, and that's why I love Casper. So Casper is amazing. There's a 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial, which is great.
Well, my favorite part is the unboxing experience, because you know how lazy I am, and it's so easy. You just cut open the box and boo, it rolls out, instead of having to carry a mattress in through a bunch of doors, trying to get everything, just carry the box into the room, open up the box, and roll it out, and it just pops open. It's like a magic trick.
And you can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/spidey and using Spidey at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
We used to have Heidi's mom sleep on an air mattress when she visited, but now, thanks to Casper, I just bring the box in, unroll the Casper mattress, pow, oh, and her mom isn't looking at me like a horrible son-in-law making her sleep on an air mattress.
And she's always had sleep problems and loves this mattress, so that's incredible. The original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for quality sleep surface and the right amount of both sink and bounce, which are both important.
You spend one-third of your life sleeping, me, two-thirds, so why should you be anything but comfortable? That's why I love my Casper.
And I love that all the mattresses are designed and developed and assembled in the U.S.
Ooh, yeah.
America. And also what's really important is we are on a budget because we have a baby and a lot of things going on, so there's affordable prices because Casper cuts out the middleman and sells directly to you.
Delivered right to your door in a small, how do they do that size box? Honestly, you won't even believe there's a mattress in there. You're going to be like, where's the mattress? You'll think it's just a pillow.
So visit casper.com/Spidey and use Spidey at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
Free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada, but you won't be returning it, so that doesn't matter.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room. Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Hi, this is Eric Bigger from The Bachelorette, here to tell you about my new show, Bigger Talks, exclusively on Podcast One. Every week, I will be here with my guests, taking a deeper look into subcultures of American life, from relationships to race to gender to sexuality. We're highlighting the strength of diversity. So please join me every Wednesday for Bigger Talks with me, Eric Bigger, right here on Podcast One. Download and listen to new episodes exclusively at PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, I'm back, and I guess we're on Make Spencer Famous again.
My favorite show.
Yeah, pretty soon I'm not going to be allowed in the building. Be like, excuse me, ma'am, no, only Spencer
no,
and Gunner.
You're going to need to be here to breastfeed my little future star, Miracle Baby Gunner Pratt.
So what are you saying about Kylie?
I'm saying that I'm furious with Kylie. I may block her, because if she ever thought about DMing or liking any of my stuff, I'm going to make it so she can't. Don't come for Snapchat. Snapchat made you famous, Kylie. It was not the Kardashians. We all watched you on that. Nobody was talking about you. It was your Snapchat. And then you got too cool for Snapchat because you wanted more money, so you went over to your little YouTube channel. Now you're going to cost us 7% of the stock? I don't even believe. I think it's just a coincidence. I don't think she has that type of power. Could Wall Street be that stupid? Be like, Kylie Jenner thinks Snapchat's bad. We should sell, sell, sell.
Maybe she's just burnt out and is like, okay, on YouTube, somebody films me, and on Snapchat, I have to film myself.
I'm done with her. I'm moving to Kendall Jenner. Kendall, you're my Jenner that I like.
She's the only one without a baby. No.
Of the whole clan.
Yeah, of everyone.
I'm sure Chris is like, we need to get you pregnant now, Kendall.
Yeah, right. I bet they're like looking out all throughout the world for her perfect guy.
And maybe it's a girl. Maybe she likes, we don't know. We can't. Maybe
whatever it is.
Maybe it's gender fluid relationship she's looking for. I don't know.
Anyways.
I'm not going to just put her in a box.
Well, let's talk about other things in life. So we had a really interesting night the other night. Gunnar was up from 2 a.m. until 6 a.m. This whole sleep regression is definitely intense, for sure. I don't know what's going on. He just doesn't want to sleep. It's really intense. I don't understand it. He just doesn't want to be in his own little bed. And then if I swaddle him, he cries from being swaddled. And then when I unswaddle him, his arms are flailing around. And the only thing I've figured out to help is sleeping with me. So I don't know what to do.
Which is really fun because he gets the entire bed and I get one little corner at the end where I have one butt cheek hanging off the bed. And then he, you look over and he's literally got his arms spread out like, oh, I love this big bed. So I know he's running the show here.
Well, I can't have you like close to him in between us, and he needs to be like in the middle because I have to put the pillows on the other side and hug him. So really... We should get that Casper mattress for you next to us.
I'm just going to use my Casper mattress upstairs. I'm just going to sleep up there and have it to myself. Thanks, Casper.
And you can watch your TV and whatever you like doing.
Oh, on mute with subtitles. Thank you.
No, not upstairs. You could watch.
Oh, yeah.
You
You're always hitting that night mode on me from the app. All of a sudden, I'll be watching TV, and I'm like, I did not have it this quiet. I look on the Sonos app. It's in night mode. Heidi's downstairs on her phone.
It's so great because I don't have to say anymore, can you please turn it down? I was like, why am I even asking that when he barely notices because you're on your phone, you're reading, you're watching TV. It's not like you're just watching TV, so you never even notice when it's turned down.
That's very true. It's very true.
And I'm the only one hearing it.
Yeah, we got a baby. It's wild.
Yeah, how you feeling, Daddy?
I'm starting to think this may be an only child situation.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot. I can't comprehend how you would have a second one. It's pretty insane.
So to have a second one, we'd definitely have to wait a few years. I mean, obviously, I think like 3 years for us, we would need that space.
Oh, because a three-year-old is going to be so chill.
So here's my thing. Okay, I definitely don't want more than three. I probably don't want more than two. And I could be happy with one. So I'm thinking a lot about it, too, because there's a lot of pros and cons. I think two would be fun for us to have two and to be a little bit bigger of a family and different experiences, and for Gunner to have a sibling and for us to have another one. Also, I don't know if it would be fair for Gunner to like have us be so obsessed with him through his whole life, and it might be healthy to have another child. And it's been a great experience. And then I think at the same time, being an only child, he'd have a lot more opportunities and, you know, he could probably go to private school and Harvard and, I mean, not like, no pressure, no, a lot of ambitions, but I don't know. It's a hard decision. I guess we'll make it when the time comes.
When the time comes. Why is he so freaking cute?
Well, that's the thing. You are so obsessed with him. Wouldn't you want another one you love and are so obsessed with?
I know, I just feel like that's so hard to like leave, like, oh, bye, cute little Gunner, now I love the new baby. You know, it's like taking away love for him.
Well, it's like how you love me so differently than Gunner. It's just different. I mean, that's different, obviously, but there's just different loves. Like, you're not going to love Gunner less
no,
or more.
We have four dogs, and I definitely love Rainbow more than I love Dolly.
Yeah, but they're like, first off, they're dogs. And yeah, they're different. They're all naughty anyways.
They're all naughty. Naughty dogs.
The naughty pack. So you would really just want one?
I don't know. It's just, we don't sleep anymore. It's crazy. And don't start DMing me all your sleep training messages. Thank you. I'm sure you have great ideas, but yeah, I don't need to read them. Oh my gosh. Did we not talk about that little trick coming for the whole cast of The Hills? So this girl, I swear I forgot. I didn't even remember she was on The Hills. I definitely knew she was on Laguna Beach, and I'm not even shading her. But I guess somebody asked this girl, Lo, about the Hills reunion series, like the Jersey Shore reboot, and she said something like she shaded the whole cast, including LC, who's supposedly was her friend. So that got me hot because I was actually involved in the Hills reboot, you know, relaunch casting, and I know she was never discussed. No one was going to call her. She wasn't going to be anything, and you're out here putting out quotes that you want nothing to do with it. Don't worry, girl. You had nothing to do with it, okay?
Well, that's what's funny. I think she just wanted to be, like, included or get promotion for whatever she's doing because she wasn't in it and wasn't being included. And so if she really did want to stay out of it, she wouldn't have said anything. But instead, she went the opposite route, getting the only like attention for that. So
yeah, that girl got me hot because don't be coming for this reboot. The only person that can shade this reboot that I'm fine with is LC. She has the right to shade it. anyone else, you keep your mouth closed. Okay. Okay. Otherwise, you're going to be in the Kylie Jenner boat, and I'm going to block you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is TRL? You looked great. I couldn't believe you ate that pepper. I was like, don't do it. That was insane.
It's really fun being back on television. It's like so many answered prayers for the last 8 years straight every day. So just so you know, people, if you pray for something and it doesn't happen right away, I am firsthand experience. It can take up to 8 years for prayers to come into play. So don't be like, God's not listening. He has his own schedule, clearly. It was very different than the one I wanted. God, but I'll take what you're giving me.
Yep. And his ways are better than our ways, so maybe it's he works on other things, not just fame and this and that. Maybe working on our hearts and souls.
Okay, preacher. Well, I would have liked him to be working on my fame. Okay, God, because 8 years, I could be really famous right now. I feel like we're super behind schedule on this Make Spidey Famous, aka Make Spencer Famous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you're like, oh, only child, because I need to be famous.
I think I'd be more famous with more kids. Look at that Kate Gosling. She's only famous because she had 8 kids.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
How do you give them all attention? Is it like, okay, 10-minute increments. You all get 10 minutes of attention.
Have you seen that show? I don't think she gave any of them enough attention. Poor kids. To shout out Bright Cellars, my monthly wine subscription that's been matching me with wine. Here's why. Because I pour full glasses, and 2 full glasses is pretty much a bottle. So I would say, personally, if you like dark chocolate and unsweetened iced tea, you might be matched with something like I like, a Cabernet, you know, because it's slightly more bitter. But if you like Arnold Palmer's and white chocolate, you might be matched with something that's sweet, like a Moscato, that hits you with these, let's call it a short quiz. So there's 7 total questions. It's a fun way to get wine recommendations that you might otherwise not try. Plus, if you like your matches, you can have them sent straight to your door
and get 50% off when you go to brightcellars.com/spidey. That's bright like a light bulb, cellar like a wine cellar.com, and spidey. I only get wine once in a while, so that's why I like Bright Cellars.
Once in a while. You're Bright Cellars' number one customer. Come on.
Well, I mean, I savor those moments because I get like my 1 glass a night.
Yeah.
So
and
that's
she
why
doesn't
I use
do
Bright
a Pratt
Cellars.
Daddy pour.
No.
Trademark, patent, pending, intellectual property. Yes. A Pratt Daddy pour is all the way to the top of the glass. Get 50% off your first order of wine when you go to brightcellars.com/spidey.
Another thing is Spencer and I had to deal with this whole helmet thing. I don't know if any parents have talked about that.
Segue from fun drinking to heavy stuff. Yeah, can we get a warning to our audience? We're just a parting and now it's like, Spencer and I have had to been dealing with our son wearing a helmet because his head is crooked or his ears upside down or whatever.
All right, give me a glass of wine. Bright Cellars, hurry. Well, I don't know if other people have been dealing with this, but because kids are sleeping on their backs now, which is different, like our generation, everyone slept on their stomachs, there's this whole flat head thing, and one side can be flat or both sides can be flat. So anyways, we were recommended to get a helmet for him, which is like $2,000 or $3,000, which is super expensive. And poor guy, I don't want him to have to wear a helmet. So I've been working really hard with the physical therapist. I know, Gunner, and stretching his head and stuff. And I don't think we're going to have to get the helmet after all. So that's really exciting. So anyone who's dealing with that, make sure you don't lay your child flat on its head or like keep moving it, or make sure you notice it's called torticollis if like one side of the neck would move to the right and not to the left. So just a warning for all parents out there, keep an eye on that. I didn't hear about that and it becomes a big deal. So anyways, you'll still have time. Just go see a physical therapist and avoid it at all costs. Another big thing is I think I'm bikini ready. I think I'm about ready for my bikini reveal. So
you may or may not have a big cover with a beautiful tabloid dropping.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, so I'm really excited that I think I've lost almost all my baby weight. And the secret is breastfeeding and not putting Gunner down. I run around all day. But I'm feeling good. And I haven't been on a hardcore diet or anything, obviously.
You haven't been on a diet. That's the sentence.
I have some things. I have like teas and shakes and certain things like
Those
often.
Those aren't diets, though. Those are supplements.
Okay.
Heidi is not dieting. Let me just put that out there, guys.
Only one donut a day.
She's eating real good. She's not saving any of the sweets for me, I'd say that much.
Well, I only have like a bite or two because I can't have so much sugar for him. But I do eat pretty healthy. I think I eat healthier than when I was pregnant for the nutrition values, but I do have the donut when I want and have lots of bread and stuff like that.
But you're going on at least 4 hikes a day with the dogs, so you're not just baby stuff. Those are legit hikes you go on.
Yeah, seriously. So that's really exciting. I'm feeling good, and thank you for watching Gunner yesterday when I got my manicure, pedicure, and a wax. That was a big deal to leave him with you, and you're amazing. How'd you feel?
It was a lot of fun. I was just like, don't wake up, don't wake up, don't wake up, don't wake up, don't wake up.
Me too.
Because when he wakes up, he just starts screaming, and I don't have a breast with milk, so it's difficult to calm him down. And you're like, why don't you give him a bottle? He wants his mommy, people. He wants his mommy to hold him.
But he was so good awake when I did get my manicure pedicure. And you guys watched Kung Fu movie.
Flying daggers. We signed a big deal. We're not allowed to say with who, but I think we can say a major television network. So the Make Spidey Famous Again movement, thanks to this podcast and all your 5-star reviews and your subscribing and your listening, has brought us closer to my prayers and dreams. And yeah, major TV deal has been signed. We don't know if it'll ever actually go on air or what will come of it, but we have paperwork, so that's all you listeners, all your tweets.
Yeah, so tell everyone you know about this podcast and send them the link to click in, even if they don't listen.
Because Heidi won't let me buy any crystals until we're rich again.
Oh my gosh, Spencer was in New York and went into the crystal store.
The best crystal store in the world.
And I said,
Astro Gallery.
Only go if you are not going to buy one crystal.
Oh my God, these salespeople were like, basically like, get out of here. You're clearly not buying anything. Stop snapping all of our crystals.
What do you say? You felt like Pretty Woman?
I was definitely Julia Roberts and Pretty Woman in there, and they were just like, get out of here. You're not going to buy anything. You're just a hooker.
Oh my goodness.
They called me a hooker. There were crystals in there for $250,000, and I was like, how cool are there people on this planet that can go drop $250,000 on a crystal? Look how happy the miracle baby is to be on the microphone. I got to get
so
this content.
So here's my only other thing with another child,
hello,
speaking of.
Bring him up a little closer to the mic. Say hi. Say hi to everyone.
Don't eat it.
Say hi.
Woo. He was just talking a lot on the floor.
I gotta get that on there.
Here's the only other thing with another child. What is their name gonna be? This is Miracle Baby.
Speaking of, I thought you were gonna say, because Gunner, because somebody sent me something last night on Snapchat in the DMs when you were asleep, and I screen grabbed it about the name Gunner sounds, this is, I guess, Baby Gaga site or whatever. Shout out for being so positive. The name Gunner sounds super cool, and the meaning behind it is even cooler. Gunner means either warrior or battle strong. This name is perfect for a future little boy who maybe has a desire to achieve power and status in the world. Celebs. You like how they call us celebs?
Woo-hoo.
Heidi and Spencer Pratt recently had a little boy, the Miracle Baby, named him Gunner. And we believe... It doesn't say Miracle Baby. I added that.
Did you make this website
No,
up?
No. And we believe because of that, this name will be on the rise. And as of now, Gunner sits at number 279 in popularity in the United States as of 2017. Gunner is super easy to pronounce and rolls off the tongue. The name Gunner falls under several categories such as war hero names, occupational names, English names, and cowboy names. We believe this name gives a little boy a good edge in life, and it is super cute.
That's actually going to make me cry. Aw, that makes me really happy. You know, I told you it meant brave warrior and all that when I Googled it. So that made me really
happy.
That's
why I screenshotted that for you. I
was like, thanks,
Heidi's going to love hearing that in the morning.
I love that. And I totally agree. I think it's a great boy name.
It just rolls off the tongue.
And it rolls off the tongue.
Just like woo for play.
And so when I Googled all like popular names, because we didn't want popular names, Gunner wasn't even on the list. Of any list. So that's fascinating. Yeah. It's already on the rise. But for a second child, how do you follow up the miracle baby? They're already born with a complex. I'd be like, miracle baby too.
I don't know. Let's just stop with the second baby talk for a little while.
Okay.
Maybe until we at least start sleeping at night. The one good thing about not sleeping is I'm now the first person in line for breakfast burritos at 5 a.m. at the food truck.
Well, you're amazing. When you woke up the other night, I was having a hard night, and you were so loving and supportive and enjoying it. And Spencer said to me, well, one day we'll be laughing about this, and you'll be missing it when he's on his motorcycle. And I said, not the motorcycle. I'm really going to cry. But you're amazing. Thank you.
Oh, it's so fun. Well, I think it's so cute that he doesn't like to sleep, and he just wants to spend more time with us awake.
And how funny are his noises when he just goes a monologue.
I need to video them. I'm so delirious. But the problem is you wouldn't let me turn the light on. I guess I'll just record them. Just do audio.
Yeah, it can go on the podcast. This is just audio.
Miracle baby, is your first word going to be on the podcast? Is it going to be Pratt Daddy? Is that what you're going to say first? Yeah.
That's a good smile.
Oh, he's an angel.
Well, you're going back to TRL again.
Flying back to New York. This whole every Monday thing. MTV is really... It has to be, you know, I put him under a spell. I did give all the executives at MTV Pratt Daddy crystals. So it could be that my crystal powers have, like, brainwashed them, as I was formerly known as the brainwasher on the hills.
So, oh, my gosh, I forgot about that.
You're brainwashed, Heidi!
I forgot about that.
Got you, and
that's
made
hysterical.
You have a baby, too, with my brainwashing power.
That's hysterical. I made you have a baby, my brainwashing power.
Yeah, so maybe I just brainwashed all the execs to keep flying me back and putting me on TV.
Yeah, because there was a girl who was a correspondent from LA. So it's not like you couldn't just be a correspondent from LA. And Spencer's trip looks really luxurious. I actually am thinking that he's booking these flights himself now, and that maybe he's just showing up to TRL because he's drinking wine in there, he's at a hotel, he's sleeping, he's running around, he doesn't have to feed hummingbirds or deal with dogs.
I miss the hummers.
Oh,
please.
The hummers. Okay. Excuse me, of all the things you miss.
Well, you acted like it was some, like, I'm trying to run away from the hummers.
Well, they were a lot of work. But anyways, I'm starting to think you're just booking these trips yourself. They look really luxurious and fun.
My favorite thing is I call Heidi and she's like, yeah, I didn't get the extra large juice because I'm trying to save money. I'm like, oh, well, I just got the best bottle of Cabernet and some nice spicy tuna at the hotel.
Yeah,
so thanks for saving up for us.
This is not equaling out. This is not good. I'm penny pinching and you're splurging.
I gotta live that life, baby.
No, we both need an equal life.
You have the baby.
Yeah, I would like other things too, like a juice and maybe a glass of wine would be nice.
I don't know.
But if you take it all, that's all our budget. So today we have a great guest. We have Eric Bigger, and he is from The Bachelorette, which is really a great show. And he has a new podcast here on Podcast One, Bigger Talks. And he's going to talk to us about astrology. So we're going to get Spencer's, mine, and Gunner's. But before we do that, let's talk about HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so that you can just cook, eat, and enjoy, which... it's amazing for my life.
Choose your delivery day from when it works best for your busy schedule. All the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits so you know which ingredients go with which recipe.
Visit HelloFresh.com, enter Spidey30 for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. Right, Gunner?
He said, ooh.
Woohoo! It's delivered right to your door in recyclable, insulated packaging.
HelloFresh offers a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly with three plans to choose from, classic, veggie, and family.
HelloFresh makes it easy to cook delicious, balanced dinners for less than $10 a meal on a budget. That's a dream right there.
Recipes only take around 30 minutes. Each week, there's a 20-minute meal on the classic menu for when you really don't have more time than that. Ooh, I can relate.
And I know I enjoy not having to plan dinner, spending money on takeout for an easy night, or worrying about gathering ingredients week after week, because that's a lot of work and I don't have that time.
Try things you never think to cook on your own and enjoy eating outside of your comfort zone. And there's a kid-tested recipe, easy-peasy ravioli gratin with spinach, thyme, and Parmesan breadcrumbs.
Visit HelloFresh.com, enter Spidey30 for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. Fresh. So you're already my favorite guest because you brought Michael, little Michael.
No,
little.
Michael's the manager, isn't he? No,
yeah, his son is
his
Michael.
Son is Michael.
Well, we call him three, so he's a third.
Oh, okay.
Three.
Well,
shouts
Spencer,
out to three.
Spencer wanted to name our son seven. What did you want to name him? One or?
I wanted to name him a number. I was like,
what's your number?
Yeah.
Just I was down with any number. I was thinking nine. You know.
Yeah.
But little three is the cutest thing ever.
Good energy.
Yeah, he does. So how are you? Thank you for coming.
I'm phenomenal. Thanks for having me. You
We're
guys
excited.
Are amazing.
Thank you.
I love your relationship.
Thank
it's a lot
you.
Of love there. I think 11 years, 9 years marriage.
That's right.
Four dogs, hummingbirds.
you got the whole family covered.
Leo, Virgo.
Yep.
You know, and then we got, you know, the young one, Gunner. Hey, 3 months, right?
Almost five.
Almost 5 months, okay.
Four and a half, I know. He's getting
big.
He's
a Libra, you know. But, yeah, thanks for having me.
Yes, and Bigger Talks, that's exciting.
Bigger Talks, that's my new podcast. We're on Podcast One. I'm so happy. You guys have to come on.
How's it feeling?
It's great. I think I always say repetition is the mother of skill. The more I do something, the better I feel. You know, I'm more comfortable. So the more reps I get behind the mic and, you know, I feel great. So
we saw you just had Corinne.
Yeah, I do. I actually got two people from the Bachelor family, Adam and Raven. So they're a couple. They got together on Bachelor in Paradise.
We saw.
Yeah.
We
so Adam is a good friend of mine. And I got a lot of interesting guests this year, you know, anywhere from porn stars to owners to, you know, brain coaches to it's going to be good.
Wow. I didn't know Raven and Adam are still together because you never know.
Yeah. They're together for sure.
Are you going to go on Paradise? Do you have any?
We just did a reunion show.
Okay.
And, you know, Chris Harrison said, well, there's miracles in Mexico. Because my thing is, it's miracle season.
Oh, I love
that. Miracles, and that's what a baby is to me. It's a miracle, right? But it's possible. Anything is possible. I know the layout of the show is it's just different than from The Bachelorette. Because you
yeah,
have one
sorry
focus.
To interrupt. It's way more sober now. Thanks, Corinne.
Yeah, you know, they got to monitor your drinks, but... I might be on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Up in the air. So.
How was The Bachelorette for you?
Intense. It was self-therapy. Like, I do a lot of work on myself. I would say the hardest work you'll ever do in life is on yourself. And so my intentions was, I told the producers, if you see me, like, being a little wimp or, like, not giving my all when it comes to love, check me. Like, don't spare me. Tell me, like, you're running. Because I ran so much in my life from love. So I was like, I got to get out of my own way. And then once I surrendered to that moment in love, it just happened and my life changed. It's beautiful.
Wow.
And that was the miracle that I got. I fell in love. So March 13th on Afro Final Rolls, before we met the first night out of the limo, I told Rachel, I said, it's a miracle season. What's meant to be will be. But I kind of was foreshadowing what happened to me on the show, but I didn't know it at that time because I didn't enter the process. And post-show, I was like, man, I got my miracle. But through that whole process, it was so uncomfortable. It was so challenging. I got into it with guys in the house. I got into it with Rachel. I got banged up on a lot of the dates. Like, I went through a lot. You know, it's kind of like similar to having a child. You know, in those 9 months of labor, it's a lot that you go through. But on the back end of that, I fell in love. You got young Gunner here. That's the miracle. So that's what It's Miracle Season is really about, the process of getting something that's great, and which was phenomenal. But it wasn't easy and it wasn't comfortable, but it was worth it. So it changed my life. So I can't complain. I'm here. You know?
Congratulations.
Yeah,
it's like the best
you.
story I've ever heard come out of
That's where this got heavy. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it was a lot, but it was good. I think sometimes it has a negative connotation because people look at it from the outside looking in, but it's really healthy, you know, because it forces you to grow up and learn about yourself. And I watched some of you guys' interviews before I came, and you guys throw a lot.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, and I just want to say congratulations for staying strong and staying together, because that was a lot. You know, yeah. And he's a Leo, so I know he's a fire sign. He's strong, he's dominant, he likes to take care. And you're, you know, you're Virgo, very analytical, very logical, practical. And then I did your life path numbers. So life path number, I don't know what your favorite. What's your favorite number? Do you have one?
Well, what do you think it is?
Which, I heard you say seven.
What? No. What should it be?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Well, anyway, so when I did your
number. I can't
number.
Get my favorite number because hackers will be listening.
I love this guy.
Sorry. Yeah. No favorite numbers for any hackers. That's my numbers.
But yeah, so when you do numerology, your life path number, you take your month, your day, and your year. And you add it all up. And no number can go higher than a 9. So when I did yours, it was a 7. So life path 7. Attitude 4. So as a life path 7, the number 7 represents truth. You seek to understand. You think a lot. It could be the life of the party. It's a powerful number. And your intuition probably talks to you a lot. And you probably know things that, like, how is this coming to me? Like, so 7s is a strong number, but when you really understand it, like the intuition part, like following that, it's beautiful. But it's about seeking the truth, understanding the stuff under the surface, you know. And then she's a 3, life path 3. 3s are creative, witty, their self-expression is very, you're just really good at expressing yourself, you know. Like, it's very nice, people can be too generous at times, but 3s are, they're the creators. Like, a lot of artists are 3s.
Aha.
That's why you're a pop star. Shout out Superficial on iTunes.
But the funny thing is, I listened to the first podcast, and his, so your attitude number, so the way your attitude is a 4. So 4s are more like stable, reliable, honest, like they're going to take care, responsible. They're more structure-oriented. And your attitude number is a 6. So 6 is more like, you see the number 6, it's like a baby in a womb. Like nurturer, like a mom.
Oh.
So your attitude is like a mom. You're all about family, all about taking care of stuff, can kind of control certain things. And I remember in the podcast, you guys were talking about having a nanny. And you was like, nope, not until after me.
That's right.
I was like, yep, that's the nurturing in you. So, and you guys just have a beautiful connection. You guys are just, oh, we can't forget Gunner.
Yeah, tell us.
So his attitude number, check this out. This is why I think this is powerful. His attitude number is a 2. So 2 attitudes are more like very aware, intuition, very, people kind of can see him as psychics, very like intuitive, but nice, diplomatic, tactful, just the attitude. But his life path is a 3, just like yours. So usually with, there you go, buddy. With life path 3s, they even can be introverts or extroverts. Either or, their self-expression is going to be good. So I feel like he's going to be a very, very artistic, like a very creative young man. But he's also going to have the insight and the intuition and the understanding like his dad does. Seeking like the truth and understanding from a spiritual perspective, but be creative and witty and have the gift of gab like his mom.
That's so funny that his numbers are literally ours combined.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You're so good at math. Look at that.
That's my creativeness.
I was just like trying to do that on my fingers. I couldn't add that up.
Yeah. But just for people who don't know, people who listen, what life path numbers is, it's just basically your life path that you're supposed to live on Earth at the time. If you look up like the highly successful people like the Steve Jobs, LeBron James, Walt Disney, they're life path 1s. So they're more like born leaders. Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor, guys I aspire to look after, they're like me, they're like life path 2. I'm a life path 2. So his attitude is my life path, and your life path is my attitude. That makes sense? So my attitude is a 3. You know, my attitude is more like positive, happy, but then my life path is more like, you know, diplomatic, tactful, helping people, inspiring people, and understanding like all of this.
Which is more dominant, your life path or your attitude?
I would say your life path, but your attitude is how you approach a lot of things. You know, so I think together, I don't think one is more greater than the other. It's just all about understanding both. And then, you know, when it comes to astrology, you not only have your horoscope, you have your rising sign, you have your moon sign. And it's so much. I know it's a lot.
Before we keep going on the best podcast in the world, let's take a quick little break to discuss Psychic Source.
Have you ever been to a psychic?
Why would I go to a psychic when I can just call Psychic Source?
Well, I've never been to a psychic, but this is the only go-to professional company that's been around since 1989 who specializes in sniffing out fake psychics. Psychic Source.
It's 100% private, safe, and confidential. You do need a working camera and speakers on your device to get a video reading, which most laptops and smartphones have.
Just call 855-347-0230 or go to psychicsource.com. Use promo code SPIDEY for your special limited time only introductory rate. Must be 18 years or older to use the service with a valid credit card in your name.
So if you're under 18, just have your mom or dad with you there and have them call the Psychic Source for you, because psychics are helpful for any ages. The best part is if you're not happy, they'll completely refund you. So minors, tell your parents to call the Psychic Source on your behalf.
You can call, chat, or get face-to-face video reading, which is a completely new feature that they just launched, which is awesome. So call 855-347-0230 or go to psychicsource.com. Use promo code SPIDEY for your special limited time only introductory rate. Must be 18 years or older to use the service with a valid credit card in your name. Or like Spencer said, your parents.
How long have you been deep in this matrix here?
Oh, man, probably for like 5 years, the past 5 years. Because, like, growing up, I'm from Baltimore City, by the way. So growing up in the inner city, it's a lot of challenges. You know, I grew up around a lot of negativity, a lot of resistance. So I was always trying to figure out me and figure out life. Like, how do I get through this life in a healthy way? How do I survive? And I was so curious about people. So I always say, I seek to understand, then to be understood. So once I understand someone, then I can be understood. Then I know who I'm dealing with. So for me, going after information, I always say you get more what you focus on. It's just, and I do it over and over with my friends, family. I go look up, like, you know, celebrities like the Kim K's and the P. Diddy's. Their master numbers, their life path numbers are 22. So they're, like, always building businesses. They're very successful. And it's just, things just hit and it just makes sense. So I try to make everything make sense. Sometimes I want to know the why to everything. And little did I know, like, a lot of stuff just fall in place. And so I always try to tell people, once you understand more about you and everything around you, then things will start making sense. Like, why do I think this way? Why am I that way? Like, where is this coming from? Like, how did I get in this position? You know, it's deep, but it's good once you understand it. And it's positive, and it's good stuff. It's just information. I feel like the more information you have, I always say information changes situation. The more information you have, the better you are.
When you meet a girl, is that one of your lines? Like, what's your sign? Because you can go, most people can only get that first, you know, you can go deep. You can tell them their whole life story real quick.
Yeah,
you're like,
sometimes.
Oh, you're a Leo. Okay, let me tell you about.
You like attention. That fire, girl.
You like shots of tequila. Let's get you a shot of tequila.
Yes, you know what? I do and I don't. The thing is, I'm so curious. It's like, why am I so pulled to this person? Like, what about you? There's a bunch of other people in this place, this lounge or this gym. Why you? And then I'm like, oh, okay. So sometimes it's too much. So sometimes I kind of just like, I don't even want to know.
I don't. Did it get edited out? I don't remember you hitting Rachel with that.
I did. My gosh. See, you know what happens with them cameras. I did her number on the show. Life Path 3. She's a Life Path 3, Attitude 7. So her birthday is April 21st, 1985. And I did it all on, you know, we had the same, but they didn't. They took it out.
So based off of all her numbers and Life Path, were you guys in your head a match? And were you surprised that you guys didn't end up together? Or when you looked at it, were you like, maybe this isn't, like, in your real gut intuition, were you like, once you did her numbers and stuff, were you like,
You know, once I met the family and everything, and I processed them, I knew I was going home 2 weeks before. Like, my intuition was telling me, like, every time I was in the shower, I'm like, you're going home. And I'm like, the funny thing is, when I was in Spain, when I went home, I felt my best. But when I was in Dallas, and I didn't go home, I was anxious and nervous. So it was so ironic that I went home to Tom and the Rose Ceremony and I didn't feel anything. But I knew I was going home. And I think I think from my perspective, because how I grew up and how things were, it didn't make sense to Rachel from how she saw it. But I knew she was going to pick Brian. Like, he got all the roses in the house, you know? And Brian is a friend of mine. So I think she served her purpose. Like, I think she was put in my life for me to receive love and for me to get that emotion in that moment. She served her purpose. So I did the job. I did what I was supposed to do. I got my miracle. And she was part of that. And so I thank her to this day. And it's all love. She's a great person.
Yeah, definitely. Like, my favorite thing, like my experience is like Celebrity Big Brother, that journey, like, is like being on these reality shows where you're locked in the house. There's so much growing that goes on if you really, you know, like dive in deep. Most people, you know, maybe just do the show, but like, you know, it's always Heidi and I, and we're put through these things, and it's like you really do learn so much about yourself. So it's like people who like, oh, reality shows are so stupid. It's like, no, there's a lot of growth in these shows.
A lot of unseen things you don't see.
What,
internal growth.
Spiritual. Like, I feel like I've connected more to God, like, in the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, like, you know, that show is like a spiritual awakening to me. So people are like, reality shows are pointless. It's like, no, they put humans through so many tests that don't come across through the TV. So,
and that's what it's about. I mean, that's why I watched all you guys' interview from way back to now. You're so protective of her, and I love that about you, bro. Like, I love that. I can feel the love. And she's just there. You know, it's like, that's what it's about. It's not about seeing people when they're happy all the time. Like, who are you when you're going through the most? I call that unconditional love. Like, no matter what happened, you stayed by her side. She stayed by your side. When people were trying to challenge her on questions and interviews, you're like, no, I'm going to hold my ground, and this is how I feel. So congrats to that. Salute. Gunner's here. He's a lucky Libra. He's going to be charming, by the way. He's a Libra. October 1st, right?
Yeah.
2017. I'm watching out for you, Gunner. You're going to be a star in the making sooner than later.
What's your favorite book with, you know, that has that delves into all this stuff? I'm sure it's more than one, but like,
what's so many books?
Is there one you like stick to you that you're like, oh, this is the...
I read a book by Paulo Coelho. The Alchemist, of course, is a great book, but it's called Peaceful Warrior. Such a good book. Peaceful Warrior, As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
So ready for this? We know a billionaire. I don't know if he wants me name dropping him, but I said, how are you a billionaire, pretty much? And he takes me into his, you know, books. Billionaire office in a glass case. He has his copy of Think and Grow Rich.
That book changed my
life. He opens it up. It's noted up like you've never even seen. So, like, I actually was told by a billionaire, this book helped make me a billionaire. So,
it changed my life. And you know what's funny? You know, I know we probably got to go, but I think for the last, because I've been in LA for 7 years, right? I think for the last 7 years of my life, I've been searching and studying like successful people. And I think subconsciously things have been happening in my life because I've been researching and studying. Like, what are they doing? Transcendental meditation. Or they reading this book and they're doing this and they're spending time in nature. And I'm like, and things just start evolving in my life. I'm around, you know, famous people or great people or successful people. And I'm like, wow. And it's just happening. So it just makes sense.
Manifestation.
Yeah. There we
real.
Go.
You thank know. You. Real. Thank you so much for coming on. I think we are out of time here, but thank you.
Not by our choice. Yeah, they're kicking us out of the studio. Yeah. You know, we could talk forever.
Right. Yeah. So thanks for having me. Bigger Talks is the podcast. Yes. We got to have y'all on to have a bigger conversation about life. And everyone, download the podcast. Subscribe.
Five star reviews.
Give us feedback.
Let's go.
Feedback is motivation.
That's right.
Bye, Gunner. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 6 of Make Spidey Famous Again with Eric Bigger. Miracle season is happening.
You can hear Eric's show Bigger Talks right here on Podcast One and on Apple Podcasts. Right, Gunner?
Gunner's so excited he can barely contain himself. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Get your groceries by going to thrivemarket.com/Spidey. Use the code Spidey at wooforplay.com to spice up your sex life. Get 50% off your first order of wine when you go to brightsellers.com/Spidey. And don't forget the Pratt Daddy Pour. Visit HelloFresh.com and enter Spidey30 for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. And see what the future holds by using code Spidey at PsychicSource.com or call 855-347-0230. Download episodes of Make Spidey Famous Again every Wednesday on podcast.
thepodcastone.com, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. Make sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Obviously, 5 stars, please. But hey, 4 is okay. See you next week, same time, Wednesday, and love you.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.